the Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We allow you to air your grievances right here, and there's still time. You better start dialing. There's the first, 844-967-2789. A lot of these anti-abortion laws, especially the one in Texas, they don't have carve-outs for rape or incest. And I would just point out, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, has been alleged to have sexually abused a number of women. And actually, there are legal proceedings going on in one of the alleged rapes that Donald Trump is accused of perpetrating. On Friday, a federal appeals court in New York heard arguments over whether the Justice Department could take over the defense of former President Donald Trump in the defamation suit by advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, who has accused him of raping her in a department store in the late 1990s. One of the pivotal moments of the arguments, according to BuzzFeed News, came when one judge asked Trump's legal counsel how the former president's statements against Carroll were part of his official duties. Here's what the judge allegedly said. I guess it's not allegedly, it's reportedly. In one interview responding to Carroll's accusation, he was quoted as saying, here's what Trump said. I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened. That comment jumped out to Second Circuit Court Judge Denny Chen, who pressed Trump's personal attorney, Alina Haba, to explain why the court should find that making that kind of comment was within Trump's scope of employment as president. The question asked by the fine judge, who's he serving when he says something like, she's not my type? Is he serving the United States of America when he makes that statement? Chen, who was confirmed under President Barack Obama, asked. According to the report, Haba replied that it was part of his job as president because he had to respond to Carroll's allegations to the extent it affected his ability to serve. The Justice Department announced in June, and this is the Joe Biden Justice Department, announced in June that it was continuing to try and take over the case. A defamation case, a civil case against the former president and the current DOJ, is still trying to stand in for the defendant, effectively letting the man off the hook for rape. I don't get it, Merrick Garland. I don't get it, Joe Biden. The Justice Department announced in June that it was continuing to try to take over the case. In September, they asked the court to stay all proceedings, but that request was denied. So they're moving forward, and, you know, she's not my type. That's very presidential. 844. Yes, sir.
One, how does that happen? That's obviously not relevant whatsoever.
Have you seen her face?
But two, I don't know about you, but when I was single, I went against my type all the time. Although I didn't really have it. I guess I didn't have many standards at the time. But my point is that if somebody said yes, I'm always about that. Oh, wait, that's the point. With Donald Trump, someone said no.
Well, you're not a billionaire, son, best I can tell. You know, you might dress better if you were. But
no.
Here's the other thing I would say. You know, being a man whore in your late teens or early 20s, Fancy Brian, and no doubt you probably
I'm just saying it wouldn't hold up in any court, really.
What, that she's not my type?
Yeah.
Look at her. Look at her face. I guess if I had a point, it's that Donald Trump thought they were all his type. That all women wanted Donald Trump, right? You remember the Access Hollywood video, him and Billy Bush? Oh, you know, I tic-tac up because I just got to kiss him. And when you're a star, they let you do it. 844-967-2789. The fact that the current Department of Justice under Joe Biden and Merrick Garland continue to defend and want to let the former president off the hook for allegedly raping a woman in a department changing room, I don't understand. And this is a civil case. He's not going to jail for it. But the fact that the federal government would want to stand in and they continue to take this tact, very troubling. Too crudy. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome back. What do you got?
Well, my grievance is I brought this up with Matt, I think, Wednesday morning, how upset I am with the evangelicals. I think they're the biggest hypocrites on the face of the earth. That, I mean, you're going to align yourself with the guy that Epstein's, this gal that's on trial right now, is linking.
Oh, the evangelicals, Dick, you misread. They are ecstatic with Trump's presidency because they don't care.
I know that.
I mean, the whole forgive the sinner.
I know.
Okay. You get all that. They got what they wanted. They got their three justices, Dick, but I'll let you talk.
That's not where I was going. I was going to point out how hypocritical they are. And I was trying to with Matt the other morning, and he basically defended these people. And I'm like, dude, they are responsible. How can they even look in the mirror, crew?
Now, this I want to clarify, you're talking about the Department of Justice in their defense of Trump in this defamation suit, Dick?
No, I'm just talking about evangelicals that voted in the block they did for Trump. They knew what he was. This guy, now you've got a supposedly a 14-year-old that was paraded around in front of him. And yet, on the one issue, abortion, we're going to vote for him because he'll stop that. Listen, this guy is the most pathetic, evil person that ever walked the face of the earth. And every one of those people that voted for him for that one issue are every bit as pathetic as he is.
Dick, I'm going to put you down for Trump is evil. Evangelicals, perhaps, at least according to Dick, also evil in that they would support this fallible, hero-worshipped cult leader, Donald Trump. But I do think the evangelicals, they were just in it for the justices. They are, in many cases, single-issue voters, although a lot of them, when you look at some of their actual ideology, it's seemingly, you know, it's sort of a white Christianity. You know, thank God Jesus was, you know, a white man walking around. They believe in their lily-white, blue-eyed Jesus. He's the good one. But evangelicals, you know, when I used to go to a Baptist church, I consider myself a born again in that I have affirmed that I believe there is a Jesus Christ and perhaps he is our savior. But the evangelicals, at least my experience, they're big ass sinners. I mean, when an evangelical would fall, they would fall hard. They would fall big. And there were these big secrets every year, every 6 months, you know. So-and-so, the deacon at the church, well, you know, he's been thrown in jail for child porn. That kind of stuff. Not my church, per se, but, you know, you get the point. Evil. I don't know. Maybe. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Stick around. Earl Ingram's next. Never evil, always good. Devil Radio 92.7. Thank you for listening.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy. We're number one. We beat anybody. We're the devils. The devils.
And when you're a star, they'll let you do it. You can do anything.